Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
So you're a parent and you've noticed some things and you take your child into your pediatrician and they do an evaluation and tell you that your child is somewhere on the spectrum of autism spectrum disorders. What do you do? You know, it's a panic situation maybe at first, but there are many resources out there and early detection is essential. My guest is Dr. Susan Levy. She's a board-certified pediatrician with a certification in neurodevelopmental disabilities. Welcome to the show, Dr. Levy. So parents, they've got these red flags. We've been told about them. You know, you can please reiterate some of the red flags that we would look for. Take our child to the pediatrician and go on from there.
Sure. Some of the red flags that parents should be looking for is that the child may not be responding to their name. They may not have as good eye contact or connection with them as they would expect. Some parents have told us that the child almost acts as if he or she is deaf. They may not have similar play skills. They may, as other typically developing children, they may not be interested in other children. They may have language delay. They may have difficulty communicating and even at times appear to be using the parent almost as a tool where they put their hand on the parent, on the object that they want. If parents see any of those red flags, they really need to be upfront and bring it right to the pediatrician and discuss them, because it may not necessarily be specific for autism, but it may be some similar developmental disability or other difficulty.
So they've gotten that evaluation, they spotted those red flags, then what? When their doctor says to them, well, I'm going to want you to see somebody in neurodevelopmental, you know, disorders, and what are the resources out there? What's a parent's first step?
Well, the first step that I would advise, if they're told that the family's told the child has autism or has a risk for autism, is to take a deep breath. Don't panic. Look to the support of their family, friends, church, and others. And then the next step is to learn about autism. We're at the point now where there's some phenomenal resources available online. There's some dangerous resources or information online, but there's really some fantastic resources in terms of learning about autism. Two great examples are, actually three great examples. One is through the American Academy, if they search for autism, or the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has a wonderful program about looking at for early signs and explaining different aspects of diagnosis, treatment, causes, and risk factor. So Googling for the CDC website, the National Center for Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities, is one good approach. Another wonderful resource is the Autism Speaks website, which also has some handouts about descriptions of autism and signs and symptoms and treatments. So really looking for good quality, valid resources is the first step to really learning about autism.
So you've mentioned a few good resources, Dr. Levy, but there are an awful lot of other ones out there. And
yes,
New parents are right away going to go to their computers and start Googling things. What advice do you have for parents that are going to start to Google things? And boy, some of those forums and conversations are going to scare the heck out of them and make them angry and make them say, this is why my child has autism, or this is my doctor's fault, or this is, you know, gosh, a myriad of things. So what advice do you have for them about those other things that they're going to find out there?
I think that families need to be very careful about how much credence they hold some of these other websites or some of these other sources that may talk about different theories of causes of autism. A lot of these are from self-declared experts who either don't have experience or don't have evidence and are spouting some of their own theories. So So I think that families need to be very careful what they read, and if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. I think in the early stages of getting a diagnosis, families need to really understand the basics, and the websites that I talked about, the American Academy and the CDC and Autism Speaks, are really great websites to really find out the basics. If they're interested in in searching more, I think with the support and the guidance of their pediatrician or a neurodevelopmental pediatrician who has diagnosed their child, they can explore some of these other websites. But families need to really start with the basics.
And AutismSpeaks.org is another good one that I think that has some really good information. Do you think that it's good for parents to join these forums to talk about things they've found out, things they've tried? And we'll talk more about treatment in another segment, but, nutrition, this and that. Do you think it's good for parents to do those sorts of things?
I think that talking to other parents is great. As I said, though, if you're just starting off with the diagnosis, you really need to get started on the basics. So every young child who's been diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder really needs to be seen and involved in early intervention or special preschool services. So I think that's, rather than get all involved in some of the more esoteric treatments or other types of areas, they really need to make sure that they're getting involved with early intervention. And depending on what state they live in, this may be through the Department of Education or the Department of Human Services. So if they Google for their state, the Department of Education or Human Services, or something called NECTAC, National Early Childhood Technical Assistance Center, they can find out the contact information if they haven't gotten it from their pediatrician for early intervention. And that is really a great place to start in terms of contacting and networking with families. As you said, AutismSpeaks.org is a great resource. It's got by different states. They can figure out who to contact. And there's also a lot of family support. So I think those are good places to start.
We don't have a lot of time. And before I ask you for your last bit of best information, what do you advise new parents with that new diagnosis to tell other children in the family?
Well, I think that they need to, depending on how old the siblings are, they need to be honest with when siblings ask questions. What's wrong with Johnny? Why doesn't he do this? And they need to, be right up front and not say, oh, he's fine, don't worry about it. They need to be open and honest and say he develops differently. Some children are good at different things, some are not as good, and this is one area that in terms of how he plays and how he talks that he needs help, and we're all going to work together as a family.
So now, please wrap it up for us. Your top advice for parents facing a new autism diagnosis.
Okay, my top advice is, as I said before, take a deep breath. It's stressful, it's difficult, it's upsetting. Just step back and take a deep breath. The second bit is to learn about autism. Find good sources of information and learn as much as you can about autism. The third piece is to try to figure out from your pediatrician and from the from websites where you can go for help for early intervention and also for other kinds of treatment. As you're learning about autism, you can learn about different types of treatments that are appropriate. Work on developing your team that works with you and your child, and network with other families as well as your own family.
Thank you so much. That's really great information for parents out there facing a new autism diagnosis. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.